You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
As South Africa responds to COVID-19 and aims to stimulate the economy and job creation post-lockdown through an infrastructure-led package, an opportunity shouldn't be missed to address many of the water and sanitation challenges in the country. But we also mustn't allow the response to the immediate challenges of the pandemic of getting potable water to citizens that need it immediately. We mustn't allow that to take our eye off the longer-term ball of broader water security. And it's something that Mike Muller, visiting adjunct professor at the Wits School of Governance and part-time advisor to the Water and Sanitation Minister and chair of the Water Institute of Southern Africa's Technical Committee, reminded us of in a recent op-ed. Good evening, Mike. It's always good to chat. What impact has COVID had on phase two of the Lesotho Highlands water project?
Well, evening to you, Michael. The immediate impact, work has already started on some preliminary work, and of course anyone who's trying to build anything at the moment in Southern Africa is affected by that, and people crossing the borders and material crossing the borders has been disrupted. That's been relatively minor. I think the biggest concern is that because of the COVID crisis, everyone is panicking and trying to do something to ameliorate that impact. And we really are in danger of taking our eye off the ball, because in the long term, if we don't get the Lesotho project up and running, more or less on time — it's already very late, but if we allow it to get any later, we could see just one more crisis hitting the country, and we really can't afford to have more crises.
Absolutely. Just remind us on that note why this particular project is so critical for the economic heartland of the country.
Well, we're about in the situation that Cape Town was in around 2013, when there was a meeting in Cape Town and they said, oh, well, we don't think we're going to need any more sort of dams in the near future. We reckon we've got everything under control. And you know what happened next in Cape Town? They had 3 years of fairly bad drought, and they didn't have enough capacity, and they were running very hard towards what they called day zero. They were never going to run out of water, but they were certainly not going to have enough to keep industry and homes working properly. Now, in the Gauteng region and surrounding provinces, we've got this thing called the Integrated Vaal River System. This is the collection of 14 dams, lots of pipelines and pump stations and canals that, linked together, make sure that there's enough water, whether it's for Eskom, whether it's for Johannesburg, whether it's for the mines in the region. It's designed to ensure there's enough water to go around. The trouble is, it only supplies enough to meet what we are using today, 2020. And it doesn't look as though we're going to have a supplement to that water until 2027 at the earliest. So we're already in trouble. If there's a drought in the next 7 years, the restrictions that we're going to face are going to become tougher and tougher, because every year our consumption grows. The population grows, activity grows, consumption grows. And what's likely then to happen is we're going to have to introduce restrictions. So we've got to finish that project as quickly as possible. And what we don't want to do is to delay it any more than it needs to be delayed. And at the moment, I'm really worried, because we're slipping. We slipped from 2020 to 2024, courtesy of Nomvula Mokonyane. And we've now sort of looked at 2026. And the reports I'm getting now, which are nothing to do with COVID, talk about contract delays that are now slipping us into 2027 and maybe 28. And nature's a funny thing. The one thing I can promise is, if you gamble against nature and say, oh, well, if we're lucky, there won't be a drought, that's the surest way of bringing on a drought I can think of. And that's what happened in Cape Town, and I would hate it to happen up here as well.
Now, Mike, what are some of those contract delay issues that are not COVID-related? We know this is a very complex project between the South African government and the Lesotho government, and it has a lot of moving parts. But what are the major contract issues that now threaten another two-year delay?
Okay, so don't forget, there's also cost delay, cost increases, which we need to worry about. This started off at being a sort of a sub-20 billion rand project that's currently heading north of 28 billion, and every delay costs money. But let's look at a small thing. There's going to be a couple of thousand workers up on the very top of Lesotho building this dam and the tunnel that's going to bring the water, instead of flowing down to Alibol North, it'll bring it flowing past Vereeniging in the Vaal River. Those 2,000 people have got to have somewhere to stay while they're on the top of the mountain building the dam. There's a contract that should have been already started to build the housing that they will be occupying for 4 or 5 years. That contract has been ready to be approved and signed off for 6 months. It hasn't been signed yet. What that means is if the contract runs on time, we're going to have to pay an awful lot of money for temporary accommodation, because you can't put people on the top of that mountain without proper housing. It gets cold up there. You've got to have facilities for them. And so here you have a six-month delay, possibility of a couple of $100 million of additional expenditure, which we don't need. And I use that as diagnostic of what else is going wrong. So asking around what's happening next, the big thing is that we have to get the dam designed, get the tunnels designed, and then contract some very high-class contractors to build it for us. And that process has now started slowing down. For a variety of reasons, it looks as though we're not likely to even go and call for tenders to build the dam for another 6 months or so. So the program is slipping and sliding slowly into the future. And these are the big bits. You can't put a temporary dam in just because you're late on the main dam. You've got to build the damn thing. And this is getting late for a variety of reasons. But the one thing I can promise you is that they're not directly COVID, although I think part of the problem is that officials and politicians are so distracted because they told people to wash their hands and people came back and said, how can we wash hands? We don't have water. Your taps don't work. Mm. So now we've got politicians and officials running around the country with plastic tanks and tankers trying to give people water to wash their hands. And I think they are distracted from this 5-year, 6-year problem. Oh, it's a long time in the future. It's actually, the problem of 5 or 6 years' time is being created today. And we need to draw attention to that and, just get a bit of action happening on this front.
Absolutely. And it does sound like it needs a bit more stricter project management. Would you say from a structural project management perspective that the correct structures are in place, or is there perhaps some uncertainty or some duplication here between various layers of government perhaps a bit of bureaucratic red tape that's holding these things up?
The project management of the dam and tunnel construction is actually in place. That's because it's being run by Lesotho. Lesotho government has put an agency in place which is actually well qualified. It's got everything ready to go. They're the ones who got the contract for the housing all ready to be signed off. But remember that this isn't just a Lesotho project. South Africa is going to pay for it. You and I, through our water bill, will pay for this project. And so the question is, if the LHDA, the Lesotho Highland Development Authority, want to sign a contract, what procedures do they have to go through before that can be done? The treaty kind of says they can do it themselves, but it is kind of recognized that if South Africa is paying, South Africa had better have a nod before the contract gets signed. And what we're finding is because there's essentially a completely new management in the Department of Water over the last year, with Lindiwe Sisulu coming in as minister, bringing in an acting DG from housing to come to water, because the Department of Water and Sanitation's DGs have gone off with their tails between their legs in disgrace, one after the other. There's no knowledge of how this project ought to be run. So a request for a sign-off can come from Maseru, where there is a commission with South African delegates who also, by the way, were put there by Nombulo Mokonyane and are not very strong. They send everything to Pretoria. Pretoria looks at this. And before you know it, 6 months has passed. And there's a problem with this and there's a problem with that. And yes, there are procedural problems. But, if you've got a high priority project, you don't allow a procedural problem to delay signing off. You fix it. You get to it. You don't let 6 months pass. So I think what we're seeing is a combination of distraction by COVID, a new team coming on board, very weak team as it is because of all the history of the Department of Water and Sanitation under Nombulo Mokonyane, and we still haven't fixed it. So I'm worried, and I thought it was important to tell other people to get worried as well.
Absolutely, you know what they say, Mike.
A problem shared is a problem trebled.
Absolutely, but I think there's also, given the history, as you mentioned, of what's gone on inside the department, probably a lot of extra caution being taken at this time. And this is understandable, but at the same time, as you say, this is an urgent project that's already been delayed from 2020 to 24 to now 26 and possibly beyond. And we are living on borrowed time every year from this year in. Mike, thanks for keeping our eye on probably the most important ball in the water space. We certainly don't want to repeat to use the energy analogy of what happened with the warnings that were given there. And as we know, the rest is history in the energy sector. We're still trying to deal with that crisis. So thanks so much for your time.
Okay, my pleasure. And yeah, let's keep everyone's eye on the ball. We don't want to have day zero in Johannesburg. We're better than those Cape Townians. We're not half asleep.
Mike Muller, visiting adjunct professor at the Wit School of Governance and also chair of the Water Institute of Southern Africa's Technical Committee.